time now. Only retreat or surrender. Or death.
Well, that's an easy choice for us, Arcadian. Spartans never retreat. Spartans never surrender.
Go, spread the word. Let every Greek assembled know the truth of this.
Let each among them search his own soul.
While you're at it, search your own.
This is the Warrior Mind Podcast, and I'm your host, Greg Swanson. Podcasting from beautiful Bend, Oregon, the Warrior Mind Podcast is a personal empowerment series that gives you the information required to develop a mindset of a warrior, maximize your human potential, and achieve peak performance. Greetings, and again, I am Greg Swanson, and this is the Warrior Mind Podcast. To find out more about Warrior Mind Coaching and Training, please visit us at www.warriormindcoach.com. Hope everybody's doing well. I'm actually very, very excited. I'm participating in my first CrossFit competition this weekend. Our local box is holding one called David and Goliath. So we partner up with somebody of the same sex, so guys, girl teams, and one person is supposed to be the strength one and one person is supposed to be the cardio one. And my partner and I are just, we're equal at both, or so equally good or equally bad, I'm not too sure. But I'm very excited about it. We have four wads, so it's gonna start early. It starts early this morning, Saturday morning, and it's going to go to around 2 o'clock in the afternoon. There's about, 10, 15 teams going, so very excited. I'll let you know how it goes next week. But this is, I found that CrossFit is really pushing my mental strength and physical strength. You know, at one time it was mountain climbing, another time it was rock climbing, and as I progress and move along and do other things, now it's CrossFit, and I really enjoyed it, and it's really pushing me to the limits, and making my brain and my mind think and do new things. And today we're going to talk about how the mind works. You know, this could be a 20-hour talk, but so I'm going to try to bring it down into bite-sized chunks. You know, we have a conscious mind and a subconscious mind, or some people call it unconscious mind or subconscious mind. It's semantics. There's conscious mind and the other than conscious mind. And the conscious mind basically is a very small part of controlling our activities and controlling our results. It allows in only a small bit of information. We may be exposed to 2 million bits of information at any one time, and we're only receiving about 176 of these bits of information, depending on how you measure it. It doesn't matter what the exact numbers are. What's important is we are only perceiving a small portion of what is going on. Our subconscious absorbs all of that and keeps it there, and we filter out the data that's coming in based on a priority on what's important to us. So we can literally not see things or hear things if our subconscious mind says it's not that important to us. Where this comes into achieving personal success and performance is our unconscious, our subconscious, is where our beliefs are held. And so when we write our goals down and what we want to accomplish, we are using our conscious mind. And we can consciously say, I want to make this much money. I want to meet a soulmate. I want to start a business. I want to get in shape and do and lose this much weight. And we can write these goals down, and we'll get excited about them. We'll get thrilled about them. And we'll get there, and we'll develop a plan, and we'll develop this program. And then usually what happens is that goal sheet is put away, or we'll follow it for a little bit. And then for most of us, we start to get results that we didn't want. At least we didn't want on a conscious level. So keep in mind here, there's a couple of things that are really important. The conscious mind is the goal setter. So you can sit down and set all the goals with your conscious mind. But the unconscious mind is the goal getter. So your results are primarily driven through your unconscious mind, which means that it is in charge of your behaviors. You can for a while consciously change your behavior, but that takes a lot of energy and willpower, and that is a finite part of energy in you. So once you relinquish that, your unconscious mind takes over and starts to control your behaviors. So if you're getting results that you don't want or that go in contrary to what you wrote down, there is something going on most likely in your unconscious mind. And that could be anything from beliefs, limiting beliefs, values, emotions, and past experiences. Any of those could be subconsciously driving your behavior. And the other part is what the thinker thinks, the prover proves. So if you're thinking that you're not able to lose that weight, you're going to prove to yourself that you can't. If you think that you can't find a good mate, a soulmate, the prover is going to prove to you that you can't. So these thoughts percolate up from our subconscious into our conscious, or even just stay in our subconscious. And how we can tell what our beliefs and part of our values and how we can tell what's going on in our conscious mind, our unconscious mind, is by looking at the results in our life. When you look at the results, they're glaring you. They're staring you back in the face. This is what you believe. This is what you value. These are the things that are important to you, whether you, and I use the word important in quotes, it may not be important, but it's driving you. So when you look, when you're wondering what's going on inside your unconscious mind, look at the results of your life. And that is a clear indication. If you're happy with everything, great, then your unconscious and conscious mind are in rapport. They're communicating correctly. But so often, the unconscious mind has an agenda and the conscious mind has an agenda. And if they're in conflict, the unconscious mind is going to win out, no matter how hard. There's a book called Shift, and it talks about the conscious mind being the rider and the unconscious mind being the elephant. And a rider cannot control an elephant unless the elephant wants to be controlled. And so when you start looking at that, you have to look at your results and going, okay, what's going on in my unconscious mind and what beliefs are there? And you know, what happens is when individuals are challenged on the results they're getting, it's scary. So we make up a bunch of excuses. We make up a bunch of reasons why we're not getting what we want. And all that does is satisfy the conscious mind. It's like, well, okay, well, that makes sense. Yep, I can't do that because I'm too old, I'm too young, I'm too fat, I'm too skinny, I'm too this, I'm too that. But in reality, it has nothing to do with it. It's all in the unconscious. Majority of it is in the unconscious. And when you can get down there and start to look at those beliefs and change those beliefs around, move them around like building blocks and change them around, and then act as if you have a new belief. This is where the conscious and unconscious mind have to come together, is that you say, this is the belief that I want to hold. This old belief that I'm not good enough, that nobody loves me, or whatever it might be. This belief is not serving me anymore. How would I act if I knew I was worthy of love? How would I act if I knew I was worthy of wealth? How would I act if I knew I was worthy of everything that's coming to me right now? And you feel that and you sense that. And over time, that old belief will start to diminish. This is if you don't have the help of a coach or therapist or consultant or a friend to work with you. You know, these are things that you have to mine, data mine, if you will, from your subconscious yourself. And it all comes from looking at your results. So perhaps the best way to do that is say, what do I want in life? And you look at what you want in life, and then you go, why don't I have it? And then you start listing all the reasons, and those reasons will point to a limiting belief. Because all we're trying to do, right, because if what the thinker thinks, the prover proves. So the thinker is the subconscious, the prover is the conscious or your reality. So if you say, I want X, Y, and Z, and I'm not getting it because of A, B, and C is a... Follow that down and you will find a limiting belief that's holding you back. It's not, the reason is not really the reason. The reason is a facade above a limiting belief. So when you can start to take a look, and this may seem, again, this talk or this podcast could go on for hours and hours and hours, and in my workshops and when I do coaching, it usually does. So, but what I'd like you to take out of this is take one area in your life. write down your goals and say, this is what I would like, this is how I would like this area of my life to live, whether it's health, whether it's relationship, whether it's money, and go, this is what I want. Now, why don't I have it? Well, I don't have it because 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and start listing reasons why you don't have what you want. And then take one or, and then look at those and see if there's a common thread. You know, is it I'm not worthy? Is it I'm not good enough? Is it I'm too old? Is it I'm too young? Whatever it might be, try to find that common thread amongst all of them. If not, you will find a common thread among many of them. And when you find that common denominator, then start to get down to the root cause and see who taught you that and why and how did you choose to believe it? Because a belief is just a strongly held opinion. So at some point in our lives, we were told something and we could either have rejected it or accepted it. And it usually is from an authoritative figure, whether it's parents, school teacher, church, or somebody, a sibling, an older sibling. So when we can go down to, when we can data mine that back to the original occurrence and saying, well, my parents always told me this, my brother always told me this, my sister always told me this. We always have a choice to accept it or not. And when you can get to that point and change that memory, I talked about in a couple of podcasts ago about how they're your memories and you can change them. So you can get in there and start changing that memory and not accepting that label anymore, and then start to remove that belief and put in a more empowering belief, then act as if it is true. And then you will start to produce a different result. So, you know, the mind is a wonderful thing. And it's, you know, we have this interface between the conscious and the unconscious. And most of us only work on the conscious level. We sit down, we make lists, we try to think logically. We use the right side of the brain, the left side of the brain. We want to do this creative. And we completely ignore working with the unconscious. And this is where NLP comes in. This is where hypnosis. This is where guided meditation comes in, where brain synchronization audios come in, where a coach comes in. There's so many ways to work. It's such a vast resource to us in our unconscious mind that if we're only playing around in the conscious realm, we're just playing too small. When we really want to achieve our full human potential and reach peak performance is when we need to start to investigate, to go spelunking into our unconscious mind and find out what's going there and change it around, and you will definitely then start to see different results. So I'm off to the competition. Wish me good success. If you liked this feedback or if you liked this podcast, please give me some feedback. You can do so at warriormindcoach.com/blog. Look for the contact me tab and you can either send me a note or a voice message. And while you're over there, pick up a copy of Develop the Mental Strength of a Warrior. It goes into this topic a lot deeper. Thanks for listening to the Warrior Mind Podcast. If you like what you heard, please tell your friends and subscribe at warriormindcoach.com/podcast. Also, make sure you sign up for the Warrior Mind newsletter and check out our blog at warriormindcoach.com/blog. Until next time, live with courage. And remember, every facet, every compartment of your mind is to be programmed by you. And unless you take your rightful responsibility and begin to program your own mind, the world will program it for you.
I am not a warrior. Very soon.